Proclamation number 6854 of 20th of June, 1957. All creations in the universe are schoolhouses. People will rarely recognize the truth as long as they still hold on to erroneous thoughts and, as it were, always first build on erroneous thoughts and do not try to free themselves from them. Therefore, every false doctrine is a good weapon of the adversary, with which he also attacks the pure truth and often even wins. Once a false doctrine has taken root, it is far more difficult to uproot it, and it is easier to teach a completely ignorant person than one who has already absorbed knowledge which is, however, wrong. And there is always only one path to truth. To approach myself for it in full desire for truth. Anyone who takes this path will also be able to free himself from error, for this will suddenly also appear to him as error, because I help every person to attain the truth who has approached me for it. Anyone who considers the whole course of development, anyone who seriously thinks about the meaning and purpose of earthly life in the first place, anyone who considers the question of what could have motivated a wise creator to let the creations come into being and to place the human being in the midst of these creations, will also thoroughly investigate the question of his own relationship to his creator. And he will not rest until he receives a satisfactory answer. But this can only be given to him by the Creator himself from whom he has taken his origin. Now the human being will not be able to overlook and understand my plan of love and salvation straight away, because he only has insufficient knowledge if he does not live an exemplary life of love. But he can remedy this deficiency through a life of unselfish neighborly love. And as soon as he has gained knowledge of my plan of love and salvation, it is impossible for him to give room to an erroneous thought within himself, because then everything will be clearly evident to him which motivated me in my creative spirit to let the whole of creation, and thus also you humans, come into being. It was love in unlimited measure which wanted to express itself, which therefore created beings and brought them forth from itself which were supremely perfect. And these beings were created in such a way that they could also work and shape according to their own will. They stood immeasurably high and fell into the depths. Likewise in free will. But they must inevitably reach the height again on which they had stood in the beginning. They fell in free will and must also ascend in free will. But Roman One, whose endless love created them and whose endless love the creatures will eternally possess, constantly helped these fallen beings to ascend. I will never push back a being I love and which has already worked its way up or deny it ascent, because this would contradict my infinite love. In contrast, I do everything to constantly pull it upwards, but I don't force it to do so. I leave the being its freedom, provided it has reached the stage in ego consciousness. In contrast to the stage of its development where it ascends in the law of compulsion. In this state, therefore, it ascends according to my will, because otherwise it would eternally be unable to ascend, because it is no longer capable of doing so. 19th of the 6th, 1957. But as soon as it has regained the freedom of its will, no more coercion will be exerted on the being, but it will always and constantly be helped so that it can reach the height if it wants to. A measure of grace is poured out which is fully sufficient to reach the original state again on earth if it is used correctly. My love and mercy constantly applies to the beings which are embodied as human beings on earth because of their final test of will, and I truly do not give them scanty consideration. I do everything that is suitable to bring them to perfection. Thus it is possible for the being to achieve this perfection. And so it is also a certain failure, an unutilization of grace, an inner resistance, if it does not reach perfection. Then it is its own fault, the consequences of which it is to bear itself, because everything was at its disposal, because the human being carelessly passed by what was offered to him by my love and mercy. The path before, until the embodiment as a human being, was a perpetual ascent. The soul had already reached a high level when it was allowed to embody itself. And free will in the stage as a human being can earn its relapse to the abyss again. But my will never cause a regression, I will never transfer the being back into a state which already lies behind it, which it had therefore already overcome. Instead, the being created this state for itself, it voluntarily returned to where it had dwelled long before in unspeakable agony. Free will allowed this, but it could just as well turn upwards, it could strive for the most glorious aim, the complete unification with me. The fact that people's free will on earth is abused far more than it is rightly judged is only the consequence of the non-recognition of Jesus Christ's act of salvation. The apostasy into the abyss would not be possible if the human being faithfully wanted to turn to him for help, who died on the cross in order to acquire strength of will for people. And no human being will ever be able to reach perfection during his time on earth without Jesus Christ, because he is still burdened by his original sin which gives my adversary power over him. And if the soul enters the kingdom of the beyond unredeemed, it will be in the same state of weakness as on earth, and it will need the divine Redeemer's help just as it did on earth in order to ascend from the abyss. In the beyond she will also be offered help but again be left with the free will to accept or reject it. And thus it can still rise or fall even then. But it will never be pushed up by me or pushed down into the abyss, it will go its own way in complete freedom of will. And thus a repeated earthly progress as a human being would only be possible if it was the being's own will, for my will does not allow for a return to an already past state, because I truly have enough other possibilities to provide the being with progress in its development. But an immature being which has departed from earth is completely weakened in will. It also usually doesn't know that it already dwells in the beyond. Instead, it believes itself to still be on earth and only struggles with its fate because it only feels agony and unhappiness. Yet it mainly stays close to people on earth who are of the same spirit, thus also in the same imperfection. And it seeks to express itself through those people. It transfers its thoughts to them and often impels them into actions which it wanted to do or did on earth itself. But such a soul will never be allowed a re-embodiment on earth, even if it were its will, because for this soul a repeated course on earth would also be an increased danger of an even deeper fall, and this is recognized and prevented by my love and wisdom. With increasing realization a being's will in the beyond is also strengthened, and then it would certainly be possible for free will to make a decision itself again and strive towards an aim. But increasing knowledge also means light. And in this glimmer of light the soul now also sees the field of activity which awaits it, and at the same time it also sees the safe ascent to height. Its free will now so surely directs itself towards the aim lying before it and would never ever desire to return to earth, which now appears to the being like a dungeon imprisonment from which it has escaped and which it would never voluntarily visit again. 6/20, 1957. But in the kingdom of the beyond it will be given tasks again. It will be required to be of service which demands its full activity. In accordance with its spiritual maturity, this activity now takes place in one of my infinitely many schoolhouses, which therefore means the countless creations outside of Earth. The worlds and celestial bodies which shelter all spiritual beings for the purpose of their further development. Hence these worlds also came into being out of my will of love and again accept new beings whose degree of maturity just corresponds to this or that heavenly body on which they can now fulfill the task given to them, to participate in the work of salvation again with serving love. The soul does not need an earthly material outer form for this. But it is self-aware and therefore also able to recognize itself at any time and everywhere and to work on its own authority out of my strength as soon as it has become receptive to light. And then it only strives to also help those souls to receive light who still walk in darkness, which it can easily recognize. And like a nightmare it thinks back to the time on Earth where it was surrounded by a heavy shell and had no freedom. Only in very special cases will the soul voluntarily decide to take another earthly journey, but then it will already be permeated by light to such an extent that it will realize what help it means for people on Earth if a direct connection is created for them from the Kingdom of Light. And in order to place people in the blessing of such a connection it voluntarily takes upon itself this mission which it, as a being of light, also recognizes as extremely short-term. Such a being of light can no longer descend in earthly life either, for although it dwells on Earth under the same living conditions the soul nevertheless has so much strength and never breaks contact with me and thus also continues to draw strength from me in order to successfully complete its mission. Thus it no longer needs to pass the test of will which is required of every still imperfect being. Once an imperfect being has left the abundant blessings flowing to it unused, it must also bear the consequences of its neglect. It cannot expect that it will be offered the same opportunities again and again, which it can also pass by again in its blindness and in its resistance against me. But my love and mercy will not let any being fall. And what it cannot achieve on this earth can still be granted to it in my infinitely many schoolhouses. It can one day attain beatitude, even if after an infinitely long time. Amen.